Tough one today, Coach.
Yeah, and hats off to Virginia. They played very well. They're a really well-coached team, very talented team, and we just didn't make enough plays today anywhere on the field.
Curtis started and came back in the end. What was the theory there?
We felt like, Charlie gave us a good go there, and then we went back when it felt like Charlie was struggling a little bit, went back to Curtis and actually thought Curtis and his first couple gave us a pretty good go. We felt like at times, it became 50-50 balls. We just didn't do as well as we would have liked on the 50-50 balls, and that's something that we really got to go back and look at. We just we got beat off the ground a little too often today, and that's something we got to keep working at.
7-5, you're in the lead. Was confidence brewing in your mind? Or?
Yeah, I think our guys did a nice job coming out of the locker room. After being down early and just fighting and then getting up to, I think we're in a pretty good place there, and then just couldn't get the ball out of our end a couple times, and that really hurt us. First time scoops, fail to clear, and then they get another chance. And good teams, they really get you if you just don't get the ball out quickly and you don't get that out first time. Second chance opportunities against a team like that are for you.
Used a lot of new faces today. A lot.
Did use some different guys, a lot out of necessity. We've had some guys banged up, and we talk about, hey, next guy up's got to get out there and do a good job. Those guys work hard all week, and I thought those guys that did get some opportunities did a decent job.
Yep. What do you gain from a game like this? I mean, it's a tough loss, and now it starts to make the next games more and more important.
Well, I think with a team like that, they show you what you need to work on, where you need to get better. We'll break down the film. We'll look at some things that we're doing maybe, individually or strategically and see where we can get better as a team. And I think right now there's a lot of teams in the same boat. We're trying to figure out, where we want to go. Teams, as you go through the season, they start getting a better feel for your personnel, how they want to attack you. Now you have to look and go, all right, how are you going to adjust and adjust to how people are attacking you now? And we're hopeful that through all these little, battles that we have, that, we're going to grow and improve and get better. I mean, asking, Gordon Murray to play, potentially a two-time Tuareton winner is a tall task. And I thought, for the most part, Gordon did, a decent job for a young guy. It's a tall order, and he didn't back down for the challenge, but he also gives Steele credit. He's a terrific player.
Doesn't get easier. You got Davey, and what can you say?
Yeah, and you know what? That's part of, what you understand here. So, if you want to be part of the ACC, that you're going to play great teams. And here at Maryland, we pride ourselves on playing against the best, and we've just got to work hard to try to get the next game. And Navy's obviously a team we respect a lot, and it'll be a great environment Friday night. We got to lick our wounds, turn it around quickly, and hopefully play our best game of the year.
All right, thanks, Coach.